At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I started it.
Yeah, I know. Happy Mother's Day to you, man.
Yeah, happy Female Day.
To all the mothers out there, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. My wife promised my kids that we would make blueberry and banana pancakes. And my wife yesterday morning got out of bed for 8 minutes, like, I'm going to go back to bed.
Deserved.
And I was like, good idea. And then the kids kept going, Dada, when are we going to make blueberry pancakes? I'm like, I'll be honest with you. I don't really know the recipe for pancakes. Never really made pancakes. Luckily, the in-laws were there, and Dee Dee and Granddad helped make the pancakes. My wife was in bed. She got up, was not feeling well. She went to the Minute Clinic over at the CVS.
Whoa.
And she tested positive.
For?
Strep.
And this has been your WebMD Minute.
Yep. So there you go, man. That was my Mother's Day.
Did you make the flapjacks?
Yeah. Dee Dee and Granddad. They made them with the kids.
What do? You impregnate the dough with blueberries, Ray?
Yeah, you put them on there. Well, Dee Dee likes to mash up the bananas in the pancake batter, I guess. And my kids are like, no, the slices. So you make the batter, you put it on the pan, and then you drop little slices on the top of the, and they kind of soak into the pancake.
Ray, they meld.
Yeah, so it was good, man. And we just played out in the backyard. We played baseball. We played soccer. We played football. We played launch rockets.
Baseball, what's that? It ain't America's sport anymore.
It's America's pastime.
There's a new cowboy in town, and his name is football.
You're right. And the schedule's out.
Ray, hell of a segue.
I mean, are you ready for that season opener? Chiefs, Ravens. Oh, man, can't wait. Which team will have the better season? I'll tell you who. The Chiefs.
After the break.
Oh, no. Just start the show. That's what they're doing on TV right now. Chiefs host Ravens in NFL season opener. Which team will have the better season? Who has the better quarterback? Who has the better coach?
Chiefs.
Thank you.
Yeah, take Chiefs 3 times your money to win the AFC. They don't even have to win the Super Bowl. I like that one.
They have to be the favorite.
They are. They're the favorite to win it all. 5 times your money. Might as well bet that now. They're going to be in it. They're going to make it past the first round. They're going to make it past the second round. Then you can hedge your bet. Why would you not bet that right now?
Yeah, I just still don't trust Lamar Jackson throwing the ball. So who's going to have the better season? I'm telling you.
Yeah, and Henry, we got all his gas out here in Tennessee.
I forgot all about Derrick Henry up there in Baltimore.
Yeah, he drove all over this city, man, and used all that mileage on those legs for however many years. Good luck, all right? 65, 40, 440, 24. He was using that all the
Gallatin Pike.
All the mileage you can imagine he was driving all over the place.
Nolensville Road.
You let me know if he's going to be able to migrate the Baltimore Bridge.
What?
The bridge that collapsed. I meant to say the Baltimore. What is that? What do they take over there? I mean, if there's got to be another road outside of the bridge. Yeah, whatever roads are in and around Baltimore, Maryland, if he's got anything left.
He's got something left.
Godspeed. We're going to do it live!
I mean, how did he do this past year?
He actually ended up having a career, another great year. It was quiet, though.
Yeah, 1,167 yards, 4.2 yards per carry, 12 touchdowns. Not bad.
It's one of those where I watched a lot of the games, didn't see that.
Dude, you know what's crazy? In his career, he's only caught the ball 155 times.
He's a running back.
I understand that, but you want to go to Christian McCaffrey?
I mean, you and your family have caught more colds than that.
Yeah. That ain't a lie, dude. We catch a cold every damn day. I mean, how does my wife have strep right now? I don't know. Christian McCaffrey has caught 509 balls in his career.
They throw to him a lot more.
I understand. I'm just saying. That's wild. You'd think he'd have more reception. All right, let's do it live.
Yeah, we get into stats like that, man. We're going to lose every listener we got. And just so you guys know, we're no longer doing How You Sleep Last Night.
Why?
Until further notice.
What happened?
There was a revolt on the Facebook page. People said they
hated
it.
Two people.
Oh. Arnold commented, too.
Why do you... Never mind. Just go.
Ray, why do you listen to the inmates? We're the wardens.
No, I mean, we don't do it all the time. Just when we have a dramatic night, it happens. Yeah. That was what was going on in my life at that time. I don't know what you want me to do. That's what I have to talk about. I can't make up stories about stuff that's not happening to me.
Segment's been canceled.
Okay.
I thought that was a woman on the TV.
No, that's Aaron Gordon, man.
All right, we're going to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser, my wife, white picket fence. We do have ranch land and farmland. 2.5 kids, die of a heart attack probably when I'm 72. And Arnold, off today. We always give him Monday off. He ended up getting schlip-faced on Broadway. I guess he threw a chair from Wallen's bar. But because he's not famous and he didn't have that great of an arm, it didn't even land on the street. It just landed kind of on the eaves trough below the building, so it didn't even make it to the street. So it didn't make news. But Arnold did throw a chair yesterday.
That's not a good sign.
Over to you, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. T-ball, I didn't know there would be drama in T-ball.
You got to think, when there's human beings present, there's going to be somebody getting pissy.
Because someone got pissy with me this weekend.
Hey, you want to step on up?
Well, it wasn't that as much as the games are like 50 minutes. You know, like 12 to 12:50, then the next team plays at 1, 1 to 1:50, and so on and so forth. Starting at 8 a.m., I think the latest game is 2 p.m.
They got the pitch clock?
They do not have the pitch clock. But we were there, and we show up to our game, and the team before us ran 5, 6, 7 minutes late. And so I assume, okay, cool. And we're ready to start. When they get done, we get out there. It takes a few minutes, get the kids all organized. Hey, you know what I mean? Let's line up. We're gonna bat.
Are you the coach?
Yeah.
I thought you said when you had pictures, you were like late to it or something. When they had T-ball pictures, it was such a monumental occasion.
No, I said we went to pick up the jerseys and we put them on, and they put them on. They were so excited, and it was a great feeling to slide on the jersey of the Expos for the first time.
Have you guys had a game yet?
Yeah, we've had a couple games.
Okay. I don't know. I guess I thought you were part of the coaching team.
No. I am the coach because I signed up to be the head coach. My wife didn't want me to be the head coach. She's like, oh, maybe we should ease our way in. Like, I don't know if this is a good idea. I was like, you sit back and watch me coach some baseball. And I didn't have an assistant coach because I didn't know anybody else playing. I didn't know other kids. I didn't know. So we signed up, and then we found out a kid that my kids go to school with, he was playing in the same league. We're like, hey, you want to be the assistant coach? He's like, yeah, dude. So we emailed the league. We're like, hey, can we get him on our team? His dad wants to be the assistant coach. And they reply and they said, we have him down as the assistant coach of the Dodgers. And I'm like, oh.
Well, we're north of the border.
Okay, cool. So that's all right. So we get our team roster, and I emailed everybody. And I said, hey, went to the coaches meeting, and it sounds like it's going to be all hands on deck. You know, if anybody would love to help coach, sounds like I'm going to need, you know, a few hands. That would be awesome. Just let me know.
That's how you sounded in the email?
Just let me know who wants to volunteer.
Douchebag. Coach, if I got that email, I would delete it and say, loser! This guy hasn't played baseball before. You need to word the email like, my players. Are we're the players play, and we ride in them streets like every day.
Hey, we're the Expos, and we're here to take your heart and soul.
Hey, where my parents at that want to can win? Come on, Coach. You got to go harder than that.
Yeah, hey, guys, hands on deck.
Hey. Everybody that wants to make some Major League Baseball players, get your ass on the field and help me. We are about to run these kids into the ground. We are going to teach them respect, and we're going to teach them baseball. Who's with me?
And also, where's my mom's at? We need your help.
Hey, this is not just to the dads. This is to the moms also. Hey, moms, if you like getting down and dirty and you know how to show them what the ready position is where you get your butt in the air, let me hear you say, hey.
Coach, you took it too far. Continue with your story.
So, I emailed that out over a month ago. I got zero replies.
What was the response rate?
Zero.
I called it without even hearing the payoff. People are either that busy or holy crap, this society's going faster to hell in a handbasket than I assumed.
I think it's just society's going. I don't think everybody's that busy.
People don't give a shit.
I don't think people care about their kids. I don't think people want to be involved with their kids.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh, my. That's bad.
Wait. I take it back. We had one response.
You really don't think it's the busy, though?
No. I don't think it's the busy. Because they're going to have to bring them to practice. So you're going to be there. So you might as well help. Right?
I feel like text thread would have maybe been better than email.
But I didn't have their phone numbers. When we got the email, it gives you the email address to everybody's parent.
Sarah, got your number.
Yeah, I think it might be kind of weird if I just start texting moms on the team. Hey, Sandra,
hey.
I see you're Billy's mom, okay? I got the email list. And she's like, who the is this guy?
You did a group thread, it's just you and the moms? Oh. Wanted to separate them so I could talk with the boys and talk with the moms.
I know, you know, you guys like to keep it separated.
But you could see now how coaches, you know, parents end up flirting with each other, right?
Well, maybe.
Ray, you
left. No, I don't, because no one responded, Ray, so I don't know how the flirting goes.
I'm just saying.
I did get one response from a dad, and he's like, oh, I would love to help coach. He goes, that sounds awesome. The only problem is we can't do practice on Sundays. We got church.
All right.
I'm like, well. Practice is on Sundays at 10 a.m., so guess you won't be helping coach. Appreciate it, though, man. Good looking out. So, anyway, I got no helpers. It's just me. Then we need a team parent that's supposed to handle things from the league and do the sign-up sheet to bring snacks and drinks out to the game.
You act like this is, I mean, this is the presidential election. It's T-ball. What all is to be handled? This is funny.
No, I don't know, but that's what they said. The league emailed me and said, hey, you need a team parent. Okay, cool. So I email that out. Guess how many people stepped up to be team parent?
I'm guessing similar to the previous one.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to be involved. They say, my kid's going to participate. I'm not obligated to participate.
Correct.
Keep the kids active, but no. We don't need to be active. We're the parents. And this is also free babysitting. And you fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
A little bit correct. So no one wanted to be the team parent. So I'm the head coach, I'm the assistant coach, and I'm the team damn parent.
And you said the games are 50 minutes?
Yeah.
This is 50 minutes. How fast can you suck down a mimosa or a coffee with Bailey's is basically what that is.
100% on a Saturday. And then, oh, wait, you're going to take them for an hour on Sunday and have practice? Oh, my gosh. My weekends are wide open. So, back to the game on Saturday. Our game is at noon. Cool. Well, we don't start till about 12:15. because the game before us ran a little late. The team were waiting. The parking lot was a little full, so some of their teammates were having trouble finding parking because they were waiting for the game before to leave to open up some of the parking spots.
Well, and you'll notice games say 7 o'clock, NBA, Major League Baseball. They really don't start till about 7:10, 7:15. The White Sox had a deal one year where their games didn't start till 7:11. They had a deal with the convenience store chain.
Yes, every home game started at 7:11.
That's when I lived there. Look it up.
Pretty funny.
Book it.
So we started a little bit late.
Ray R should start at 6:69.
And how you do it is you bat through the order twice, and then you go in the field and they bat through the order twice. And then you switch it up.
It sounds tough because these kids it's like wrangling cats.
Well, what we do is we have half the kids, like let's say we have 12 on our team. We have 6 that play the field and then 6 that go behind the outfield fence and do drills, like hit off the tee, throw a ball into a net, practice throwing. So I have to wrangle a dad. Hey, can you go out there and like, I don't even know if they even get anything done because I don't know. Every day it's a different dad this week, you know, like, I guess I'll go out there. All right, cool.
And these are dads that are run down from their jobs. Seeing them at the end of the week.
That already did not volunteer to be assistant coaches, so we know they don't want to be there. They don't want to help, but I am forcing someone's hand and saying, hey, someone's got to go out there with those kids.
They nursing hangovers a little bit?
Yes. Got the sunglasses on.
Hey, yeah. Gary, put on the hat.
All right, I'll
go out sunglasses, there. Cover the bloodshot.
So they go out there with those kids, and so we have 6 on the field. So our 6 bat twice, go in the field. Those 6 on the other team bat twice. Then they switch and go to the outfield behind the fence and do the drills.
Capiche.
So we do that, and we are coming up on 1 o'clock, but we have only, our second group of kids have only batted through the order once. And my wife's like, hey, it looks like the time's up. And I was like, yeah, I understand. She goes, I know, but the next game's going to start. And I said, don't worry about it. You worry about you, and I'll handle this.
Did you say your wife or a wife?
My wife. She's part of the drama.
Okay.
And I'm like, don't worry about it. She goes, okay. And that was at 12:54.
Dude, you got to give me the address. I have got to come see this debacle in person.
At 1 o'clock, at 1:01, the coach of the team that's playing next sticks his head over the fence.
Hey, Jerry, head back. Thanks.
And as I'm setting the tee up at home plate for our team to start batting the second time through, because we've only done it once, batted once through.
Right, you were pushed back 15
yes.
minutes.
Yes. And he sticks his head over the fence. He goes, Coach. Coach.
Oh, he's a fan of the pod.
And I'm like, oh, Coacher, what up? I was like, sore losers nation for life? And he goes, what? I said, I hop up in my private jet.
Hi, Coachers, here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
And he was like, no. He goes, Coach. I said, yeah. He goes, 1 o'clock. And he starts tapping his watch. He goes, 1 o'clock. It's now past 1 o'clock. We play at 1. Let's go.
What?
And he gave me the wrap-up signal.
Familiar.
And I said, oh, I'm sorry, man. We started a few minutes late. And he goes, not my problem. It's 1 o'clock. Our time to be on the field.
Wow. This starts at the preschool level.
I looked at him.
Hey, Lou Piniella. We got it. Thanks.
Hey, Don Zimmer. Take a chill pill, man.
Hey, Joe Torre.
Hey, guess what, Joe Torre? You're out of here. So my frustration is already the game before us ran late, and we were nice enough to let the other team wait for their players to get from the parking lot to the game, so we didn't start and they have 3 because, I mean, you don't keep score, it doesn't matter, but whatever. So I was like, well, I'm sorry, we started about 15 minutes late, and we've only batted through the lineup once, and you're supposed to bat through it twice. He goes, yeah, it's our time, though. And he's tapping his watch the entire time.
But he wasn't using any reasoning. He really was just sticking with his our
just
time.
Just sticking with the, it starts at 1. We need to be on the field at 1.
I'm curious who budged.
And I said, so I'm supposed to tell my kids they can't bat twice? And he was like, according to the time. And I said, we're going to go ahead and bat. Thanks.
Yeah, you're going to need to talk to the team mom. Honey, get over here. Help me.
And so I said, we'll be done in a minute. Thanks.
Let me talk to my
secretary. It takes about 8 minutes.
You hit him with the thanks?
Yeah.
You're welcome. That's from Justin.
It is. And I said,
saying thanks when it doesn't need to be said is the perfect time to say thanks.
Because it's kind of like you're being nice, but you're really being an ass. Like you're not really sincere with it. But I literally looked at him. I said, "Hey, we're gonna bat through the order just this, you know, one more time. Thanks. We'll be done in about 8 minutes. Thanks." And he throws his arms up, kind of, and he goes back to his team, and he's like kind of all animated.
Yeah.
And it took us 9 minutes to bat through the order, say high five to the team, you know, walk, good game, good game, good game, good game, and be off the field.
See, that's also why you need an assistant coach, because it looks like these situations could get hairy. And it's just you with your wife backing you up. You need another bro.
It was annoying because first she's the one that said, "Hey, you're almost out of time." She's the one that brought it up originally.
But if a fight goes down where you guys are actually like arguing and stuff, you need another dude that's there with you.
Yeah.
Your wife can get him with some zingers. Then you got you, another guy, boom, mount up, and you're going to tell the other guy what to do. Otherwise, it's just you versus him.
Yeah, the awkward part is our next game is against them.
That's what I'm talking. Are they keeping score?
No. They don't even take outs. There's no outs.
You know, it'd be huge for the Instagram is if you got a picture, even if your wife was just able to take we'd have to get his permission to post it.
If she could have got a picture from the side of him tapping his watch.
Why do we not have that picture?
I mean, it was like he must have tapped his watch in that 30 to 45 second conversation. He probably tapped his watch 25 times.
Was he our age?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But real stickler about time. I'm like, dude, it's T-ball, bro. Like, it doesn't matter if you have to wait 5 minutes. But
you have to realize, dude, he's in middle management. He's realizing that what he went to college for isn't exactly the career he wanted. He's got a family now. He's got kids, and he's married, dead-end job. I mean, that's the thing. You got to think about people.
Yeah, and I left that game, and I was just like, damn, drama starts at T-ball. Had no idea. I thought it was going to be smooth sailing all season. Absolutely not. Now, we'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk, I don't know, whatever you want to talk about.
No, we got a lot, man.
I got a lot. No, I mean, you want to talk about crybabies, you want to talk about NBA playoffs, you want to talk about the drama between me and my father-in-law, we'll talk about it all.
Yep.
Right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'll tell you what.
This episode's flying by.
This weekend, great. The weekend is great because they start the basketball game so much earlier. I love it.
Afternoon,
6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7:30, whatever. It's not 9 o'clock at night.
I agree.
It is fantastic.
What would be great for radio people is if you do a little NBA game at a 2 p.m. on a Monday.
Oh, God. Dude,
that'd be awesome.
That would be just absolutely beautiful.
I mean, I could give you guys a full review the next day.
I could tell you all about it. I could tell you how much I love Luka and how much I hate Luka at the exact same time. He is such a good basketball player, but he might be the most annoying basketball player to watch in the history of the NBA.
He's starting to become LeBron. How he complains as much as he does.
He complains more than LeBron. Every single play, he looks at the ref and says something. Every single play, he cries. And my buddy John, who's a big Mavericks fan.
John, we've never heard this cast.
No, I've told you about him a couple times. And we text during the Mavs games, during the playoffs, and I said, God, Luka is such a crybaby. And he said, shut your effing mouth.
Is he a fan?
And he's a huge fan.
Oh.
I said, Luka flops every time, and he cries more than my freaking kids. And he said, how dare you? Then he sent me a tweet. Dort and Luka have spent more time this series trying to beat the refs than they have trying to beat each other, from John Hollinger, because they both cried to the ref the whole time. You watch Luka, and I guarantee you 99% of the plays, even if he's not involved, if Kyrie's driving the hoop and misses, Luka looks at the ref and is like, he got hit in the head. He got hit in the head. God, shut up.
The play will continue, and he'll keep complaining.
Yeah, keep all the way down the court every single time. It is so annoying. But then it's like, damn, he is so good at basketball.
He's great because he's able to get those and ones. He's not a big-time three-point shooter, right?
Well, he shoots a lot. Sometimes he makes them. But I'm telling you, he's so
He's amazing at drawing the foul and getting the three-point and doing those little bunny hop shots.
I don't know if he's overweight or he just looks so slow compared to everyone, but he gets wherever he wants. He's got control of his body and the ball, and he can move the ball, and he's really good at basketball.
He's deceptively good.
But God almighty, if he could stop crying, I would rather put it on mute and hear my kids bickering in the background than watch him complain the entire freaking game.
You got to think, dude, that West is kind of wide open.
Dude.
We've seen that the T-Wolves can win. I have no...
No.
If I have a future, it's Nuggets just to make the finals. So I'm out of 10 futures, maybe it's one of them. So my thing is this. I mean, the Wolves, we've seen they can win it.
No, they're dead. Listen, I was ready to crown their ass. They went up 2-0, and I was like, oh my God, the Denver Nuggets have no answer.
Well, you know the time to bet something would have been then.
No,
the dip.
Because
it would have been eight times your money.
I agree with you. I got a text from Kevin last night, and he was like, the Nuggets said, you think we're dead? Not so fast. And it's something, and maybe this is like the Chiefs. It used to be like the Patriots. When you're a champion, you figure out ways when your back is against the wall. Like the Chiefs are always down double digits, it seems like, and they come back and win. These guys are down 0-2, getting their ass kicked both games, and everybody outside of that locker room is hitting the panic button, saying, oh my God, they're done. It was they're washed. Maybe they're overrated. Maybe it was a fluke last year. And good grief, something about that championship cojones says, watch this. We're going to go to Minnesota and we're going to kick their ass both games. And that's what they did. And I don't understand it.
But predict it for me. Who's winning the West? Nuggets now?
It's going to be the Nuggets versus the Mavs. And I think the Nuggets are going to win it.
Nuggets will prevail. They have more weapons than the Mavs. But damn, we should have bought that dip. Instead, now we're getting the expert advice a week too late.
I mean, to win the East, the Celtics are -575. The West is now Nuggets +135, Mavericks +275. I mean, that's just crazy.
Dude, at one point, it may have been 11 times your money, and that may have been to win it all. But still, that's a significant amount of money if you would have actually just trusted. If you would have understood the game of basketball, that the Nuggets are an amazing team with a great team chemistry, and they have guys at every position that are making threes, twos, ones. They're five deep, the Nuggets, and that's why they're as great as they are. Why was not one person saying to bet then? Now everybody's going to say it. I wake up and I said, holy shit, they won last night? Boom, boom, me and Boomer thought Nuggets might have been donezo. Dude, they're well on their way now.
Vegas is seeing this shit before we are, and that's why Vegas builds mansions and high rises, and we sit in our houses and just do these parlays that never work. Nobody saw this. Not one person I know said bet 8-1. Nobody.
I will go back to when the Raptors won the title. I think it was their second round series.
I bet on them because me and Dodd, we went crazy at his house one day when Kawhi made that three-pointer. We bet that game.
I understand that.
We bet that game.
Okay.
We bet that game.
That's one game you remember.
$200 we won on that. We bet that game.
$200. You had to be convinced. You had enough to buy a boat with
what everybody. Who were they playing? Heat?
No, they were playing who was Ben Simmons on?
Sixers. Everybody and their brother was betting the other way. We bet that game. We bet the Raptors, and they pulled through. I don't know if it was Sixers.
I think it was. I watched the highlight this morning. Ben Simmons was on Kawhi as he went around the curve, and that's when Embiid stepped up.
And it was the New Jersey. It was the Brooklyn Nets then, probably.
Nope, because Embiid never played for the Brooklyn Nets. I'm telling you, I watched the clip today where it bounces on the rim, and it goes in, and he gets mobbed by the bench.
Sixers.
I just told you that. Okay, you're going to play it.
$200.
Yes. But they were down, I believe, 0-2 in their second round series. And Steve, our buddy Steve, who lives in Austin, texted me. He goes, hey, should we bet $500 on the Raptors to win the title right now? I said, that is the stupidest thing you've ever said. And he goes, I know. I don't think we should do that. That's dumb. They went on to win the title.
Five times your money?
Oh, no. It was like 20 times your money.
$100.
And I thought about it last night when I turned on the TV and the Nuggets are in control the whole game, and I'm like, this would have been a moment that I think back to Steve. Like, when you think it's over, is it really over? The Nuggets are too good to just go down and just get swept. So I do believe it's going to be the Nuggets, Mavericks.
The Celtics are your champion. Guys, I'd like to just go on
No,
record.
They're not.
I think Celtics are the champion because Derek White is so much better than he was the year before and the year before that. Tatum's going to be Tatum. Jaylen Brown's going to be Brown. The only way to make money right now isn't the champion. Your champion's Celtics. The way to make money is if you think Jaylen Brown maybe is going to get the MVP or you parlay. Otherwise, there's no money to be had in the NBA right now. You missed it. We all missed out on the Nuggets being 8 times your money to make it to the finals and win. It might have been 11-1. We missed it. So now you got to bet an MVP or do something random.
And Charles Barkley nailed it last night. All these people all of a sudden comparing Ant-Man to Michael Jordan.
Not his clutch, not how much he wins. Dude, the way his mannerisms are very similar to Jordan. If you look at the screen, in the corner of your eye, sometimes you think you're seeing Jordan from 20 years ago when we were in the 90s.
What has he won?
Nothing.
Right. But people are acting like he's the next Michael Jordan. And Charles Barkley last night nailed it. They said, Shaq goes, you don't even think he's close to Michael Jordan? He goes, he's had one playoff run where he scored a lot of points. He ain't won nothing. And he goes, so you're not even saying they're close? He goes, I mean, they're both black.
Dude, those guys just fire from the hip all post-show.
Just fire from the hip. I mean, Chuck just says it with a straight face. I mean, they're both black. I mean, just great.
I will give it, dude. Ant glides on the floor a lot like Jordan did. Jordan and Ant both look like they play the game with figure skates on. They got some sort of rollerblades on. Dude, they are, and Kobe had that too. Just a smooth, they're not Jokic. They're not Luka Doncic. Those guys are ugly playing the game. Dude, there's something about Ant, Jordan, and Kobe. It is beautiful.
We are so in love with saying they're the next Michael Jordan. Everybody that comes along, they win a couple games, oh, they're the next Michael Jordan. And I was ready to crown the Timberwolves champions of the NBA when they dominated the Nuggets 2-0. And also, hey, the Mavericks, I love what the Mavericks have. Derek Lively, he is awesome.
The big dude down low?
Yes. Dude, he is so good.
I didn't know he's as good as he is. I've learned in these playoffs how good he is.
Gafford, so good. Their X factor is PJ Washington. That dude plays so hard. He is tough, and he can get buckets. I love what the Mavericks have, but I don't think they can beat the Nuggets.
No, the Nuggets, dude, because Porter and Jamal can shoot. And then that's not even mentioning Jokic and Gordon as big of a force as he is.
Dude, Gordon is so good. Pope is solid. Yeah, they are really good.
Does Reggie play at all?
Reggie plays a lot.
He does?
Yeah.
Just doesn't score?
He just plays the backup point guard because they used to have that Bruce Brown or Bryce Brown, whatever the heck his name was last year. So Reggie Jackson's the backup point guard. He doesn't score a lot. They don't need him to.
Man. What the hell? Is Cowherd predicting the Mavericks are going to win it all?
No, I think the Mavericks are going to beat the Thunder.
Well, it's easy to say now. It's 2-1.
No, I said that from the beginning. The East is so bad. Celtics are going to win the title, right?
Well, I mean, the East is so bad. The Pacers got beat by 30 points over the Knicks in a playoff game where we're supposed to be narrowing down to the championship.
If Porzingis doesn't come back, the Celtics can't win the title. That's it. If he doesn't get that calf better, they ain't winning the title.
When is he supposed to come back? Because
Now
Vegas odds still have Celtics as the
They love the
favorite.
Celtics. Love them. But if Porzingis can't come back, it doesn't matter.
I didn't even think about that. He's been out now for weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll talk about the drama between me and my father-in-law. Drama, drama, drama. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Ray, I kicked his ass.
I don't know what is wrong with my father-in-law.
Yeah, you're with his daughter.
Yeah, I know, but that shouldn't be a problem. I've produced three great grandkids for him, so he should be actually over the moon thankful.
Are you proud of
for
me,
what
Phil?
I've done? That has to be a weird feeling, though. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I'm not a parent, so I don't know how that works.
You are a parent.
No, but I'm not at that stage or level or whatever. But is it weird to think that, oh, that guy's hooking up with my daughter? Like, no. Do parents think like that?
No. I would hope we're past that. I mean, you could also think your parents hooked up and made you. Do you think about that?
That's a little weird.
Do you think about that?
I try not to.
Exactly. Then they don't think about that. You ever think that two of your coworkers have banged each other?
Yeah, I have thought about that, and I'm like, that's weird.
Like, do you ever think about you and Eddie hooking up?
What? No.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just don't think about stuff.
Okay.
What about Arnold Abbey?
I do think about that one, because Arnold starts talking about it. I'm like, Arnold, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Arnold. Arnold, stop. Get out. Arnold, that's TMI. No. But my father-in-law is he's a good dude. Played baseball at the University of Florida. You know.
Is he a lawyer?
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
Bury the lead.
He's really into sports. So I can talk sports with him, no problem. But the only problem is recently he's become a huge hockey fan. Like, I don't mind playoff hockey. But the other night, we sit down to watch the game, and it's Saturday night, and there's NBA and there's hockey, and he turned it to hockey. And I was like, what? No, hold on, man.
Which game?
What game? I think it was...
Panthers and Bruins has been must-see.
He likes the Panthers. He's a big Lightning fan.
Panthers are up. Lightning are down. Lightning are
out. No, they're out
anymore.
Now. They're out.
Rays.
I don't remember what hockey game it was, but I was just like, it may have been the Avalanche and Stars.
That's a must-see series.
It's been a good series, but I'm like.
The Canuckers, maybe?
It may have been the Canuckers.
And the Oilers.
Hey. Yeah, it could have been the Rangers and Canes. I don't know which game he was watching, but I was like, hey, man, the NBA's on. He was like, oh, we'll flip over there during commercial. And I was like, wait. You want to watch hockey over the NBA? There's something wrong here. Like, what? And so I just said, you know what? You watch your hockey. I'm going in the room and I watch NBA, man. I was like, it's kind of rude to leave your guest.
I'm going to my quarter.
And my wife was like, well, you're not going to hang out with us? And I'm
Butler,
like,
see him out.
I'm like, no, I would rather watch the NBA. So I'll go over there and you guys can sit in here and have your family time and I'll go watch NBA over there.
They're always both included in a parlay, so I'm floating to both. Right now, I would say they're almost a toss-up. There's not one that's significantly better. NBA's a good watch. I mean, yesterday it sucked. The matinee game was the biggest blowout I've ever seen. Hockey's good. The games have been pretty damn close. I would say for me, I mean, just because the playoff NBA just doesn't have the massive – I mean, these. It's not like it's knockout, dragout. I mean, these are some weak teams. It's a watered-down NBA.
Hold on.
And the hockey is a resurging, dude. Hockey has never been better.
I love playoff hockey. So fun, so entertaining. If it's a Western Conference game, that's must-see basketball TV. If it's Eastern Conference, I can understand watching hockey over the Eastern Conference in basketball. Because you know the Celtics are going to the finals. You know that the Cleveland Cavaliers aren't going to beat the Celtics. And Knicks, Pacers, really worried about it.
If somebody thinks that the Pacers or Knicks are going to put any kind of a threat to Boston, they've lost their damn mind. Boston is cruising to the championship.
Cruising. They are in the NBA Finals.
Right, but I feel like the Knicks fans think, I guess after yesterday that was pretty bad, but Knicks fans think that if they get in the finals, it's going to be Knicks, Celtics. Guys, it's not like it was back in the day. Your team's
Patrick there. Ewing's not walking through that door.
John Starks ain't playing.
Hey, Charles Oakley's not walking through that door. I mean, because he's not allowed in MSG. He got kicked out, and he says he's never going back. And if Patrick Ewing walks through that door, he's like 80 by now, and
Allen Houston.
Oh, Allen Houston, good one. Charlie Ward.
Oh, yeah, man.
Anthony Mason, rest in peace.
Rick Smits of the Pacers.
I think he's dead, too.
Really?
I don't know. Let me fact check that before I say that.
But, yeah. Let's just appreciate, though, that we are blessed right now with NBA and NHL playoffs running concurrently, and then sprinkle in a little bit of baseball. You got Skeens taking the mound on Saturday.
Sorry, Rick Smits is still alive. He's 57.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, Skeens took the mound. That game, I mean, I didn't watch it, but wild game. Wild game.
Yeah, you're telling me. That's how you lose $5,000.
Oh, you had the Cubs?
I hit every game of the parlay. Spread out throughout the weekend. Rory to win on Sunday. He was four times your money when I bet it. Hold on.
Okay.
Saturday, I said Skeens, rookie start, first start ever. He's not going to perform. Olivia Dunn's banging him the night before. Steele is amazing for the Cubs.
No, there is no way. There is no way they banged the night before.
No.
Absolutely not. Dude, your major league debut, he is not taking a risk of anything happening the night before. He is going to bed at 8 p.m., laying still. There is no chance they hooked up the night before.
And she had the private suite. Love it. But I just said, I know the Cubs are going to win this one against Skeens, dude. It goes 10-9. It was a rain delay. It was 5-5. Cubs were losing 100-0, came all the way back. The game took about 12 hours to finish. All that to say, one game out of a 9-game parlay, that's how I lost $5,000.
The Cubs drew like 6 walks in one inning. scored like 5 runs, go up 9-6.
They were in the lead?
Yeah, they were up 9-6.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you having an orgasm or are you upset?
All I know is they were down 5-0. I'm outside working on the house, and I said, well, it's over. Parlay's over. It was meant to die. I randomly go inside and see that they tied at 5-5. Then it was a rain delay, lost it. I didn't know Rory was going to end up winning on Sunday, so let me just say I lost a little bit of interest. And then I saw late at night, it ended up just dying 10-9.
Dude, Xander Schauffele
is sold.
Dude, that dude, I'm done with him. I like him, but he doesn't have it. Whatever.
He's won some.
No, he's won like 7 times in his whole career. He doesn't have that mentality that winners have. He doesn't know how to stomp on people's throat. He doesn't know how to close the door. He wilts like a leaf that fell off a tree. He folds up like a lawn chair on a Sunday afternoon when you're leaving the beach. It's unbelievable what he cannot do. I'm watching yesterday, and I think they're tied. Or maybe I don't even know if they're tied, if they're one. Rory's up 1, but he... Rory hits it in the bunker, and then he hits it over the green. And Xander is 129 yards out, right in the middle of the fairway, hits it over the green. And I'm like, bro, the nerves get to you. You can't handle the thought of winning. You cannot handle the absolute pressure that comes on a Sunday because you always fold, man. It is so sad to see. I like Xander, but the dude can't win.
And Saturday,
he ended up losing by like 8 strokes.
Yeah.
He was winning going into Sunday by 1.
He was ahead by 4 on Saturday, and then Rory just thunderous comeback. Is down by 1 going into Sunday. Dude, if I was betting like I used to be, I would have put $10,000 on Rory. I mean, no questions about it. Rory was winning that without a doubt in my mind. They were even money. It was like minus 135, minus 100. So they're basically even money. You could have picked who you wanted on Sunday. And Rory was down by 1. Dude, I'd have put $10,000 on Rory. I mean, that was a lock. At one point, Xander was up by 2 around the 7th hole, which would have
That's what I'm saying.
Made me puckered. But then,
no, dude, he didn't need to pucker, dude. He couldn't do shit.
Rory's getting eagles. Dude, he was draining them from the bunker.
My father-in-law and I are watching it, and there's a par 5. And Rory snap hooks it to the left right off the pine straw.
And it was barely in the pine straw a little bit.
Yeah, and Xander
does the same shot,
but he has a better shot on the second shot. Puts it on the green. He's closer to the hole, a lot closer to the hole.
And Rory drains.
And Rory
an eagle,
drains it,
and Xander misses.
Exactly. And I'm like, good God, dude, you are a bum,
dude. And in golf, was a 2 or 3 shot swing, 2 at least,
right? And I didn't care, but my father-in-law and I were watching it, and I was like, this is about to be an amazing, epic finish. And then he's down by 3 strokes after like 12 holes. He's like, oh, well, it was over. That was fun.
Dude, it was a blowout. Nance was looking for other coverage they could go to. I mean,
what's funny is whenever there's only 2 people in the hunt, they don't cut to other golfers. And when they cut to other golfers, you know they're about to make a shot because there's no need to show another golfer unless they're making an amazing shot. So every time they cut to like Jason Day in the sand, I'm like, oh, this must go in. Chip. Roll in. Oh, so cool.
Yeah, Nance, you're not that much of a surprise act. We know the shot's going to be made. We get it, Nance. Guys, let's go check in on Jason Day over here just randomly. Oh, Jason Day from the bunker. Nance, we know he's down 12. Yeah. Why else would you show us that? Like, you don't have to play it out like that. And then also, Rory, doesn't he live overseas?
I don't know where he lives.
Dude, when he won, he didn't have any family, girlfriends, kids, family.
I think he's married, man.
I know, but they're all overseas. There? So he won? Dude, he just took off running to the clubhouse because it's awkward. You don't have he had nobody with him.
No one came running out.
Dude, but he was actually pretty badass.
Oh,
so he's running through all the patrons. Everybody's like high-fiving him. He's just running. And it almost felt like, hey, this guy's representing the non-livers, man. He's like, fuck live, man. Just running. People are like, fuck live.
Bleep.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody, Nance is even like, I can't really understand what they're saying. Fuck live. It was cool, but I think it was because he had no family there.
I didn't see the end of it, dude. It was such a blowout, I turned it off, man.
There was nothing to watch. We had Pacers up by 30 and Rory up by 9.
I must have turned into a baseball game. Dude, I don't know.
And then what did I want to watch? T-Wolves. But that game was on at midnight. Well, you know what? Oh, you know what? Three. I can't win with something in the matinee forecast to watch,
hey,
dude.
The matinee turned into a blowout, so you wasted your whole Sunday.
It wasn't wasting. I was chilling.
Oh, I went in the backyard. We threw the baseball. We kicked the soccer ball. It was just like, all right, well, whatever.
Dude, I was all over the place, too, but I wanted a game, something to be, like, Saturday. That was great TV.
I had
parlays. I'm watching golf. Sunday blew, though.
Yeah, that was weird. Let's take a break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I got one question. Caitlin Clark, you are you oversaturated? Are you tired of it? Well, what is it?
If we're being honest, I've just thought today, damn, I need to look at a futures for WNBA because I'm probably going to be watching a little Caitlin Clark, and I think it starts tomorrow.
My question is, I know.
And I wouldn't bet a future on something I'm not ever going to watch. So that means I have
intention.
Well,
you're going to bet on the Las Vegas Aces, right? Caitlin Clark's not leading her team to the championship.
That's why I said I need to look into it. Just like I thought.
They're not
the
going
Olympics.
From worst to first.
Hey, can we bet the Olympics? When the hell is it? Is it going to be on my app?
It's going to be in Paris.
I know, and that means you damn well it's going to be on during,
man,
the big show.
It's going to be on during the big show.
Dude, we're betting figure skating. Or actually, it's summer. Swimming and shit.
Dude, hey, we're going to get a former Olympian. I'm going to bring him on the pod. What?
Phelps?
To talk about the Olympics. I don't know.
Lochte?
Dude, there's a lot of Olympic swimmers out there. We got to find one of them.
Can we keep it interesting for an hour, though?
Well, they can be on for 30 minutes. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They can tell us about what's going on in Olympic Village.
Dude, a video. I've been having to clean out my phone. There was a video on there that was so funny of one of our past interviews. Olivia? Liv?
Yeah.
Dude, there was a 3-minute clip. You guys, go listen to that interview. It's Olivia Challenge or something.
From the Challenge, yeah.
Dude, it was us three talking about drinking, and they're talking about, like, just, and I was doing the Arnold voice, and they're like, what is happening? Dude, it was funny as shit. I had to delete the video, though.
Why?
My phone doesn't have enough storage. But they're all talking about how they're drinking vodka, and you're like, man, I'm jealous. I wish I could drink. They're just sucking down Red Bull vodka.
I mean, they have nothing to do. No, nowhere to be, no timetable, no job. I don't know.
She rolled in, and she goes, yeah, I got a fight with my dude last night. I don't know if he can stick or hang.
Yeah, we're like, oh, how long you been dating? A couple weeks. All right, cool. Well, awesome. This is getting weird. And then she's like, but I don't want to talk about it. But then she talked about it, and then she didn't want – it was strange. But back to Caitlin Clark. So she missed her graduation yesterday because she had a WNBA practice. I'm sorry. Are you telling me missing one practice to go walk the stage, and maybe I am crazy, is walking the stage not that big a deal?
No, might have been a security thing too. Dude, but also I hooked it up at Texas State, so I worked for facilities. So anytime I graduated or I had a friend graduate, I could block off two whole rows.
Well, why didn't you tell me that when my sister graduated, man?
When our buddy Ahmad graduated, he goes, dog, I had my family come down. There was two roped off rows, and it said my name on the sides of the rows because
awesome.
I worked for facilities.
That's awesome.
He's like, dog, you didn't have to do it up like that. Dude, when I graduated, I had a whole section. The whole Texas State Bobcat section was just my mom, dad, brother, and sister.
Hey, how long did you work facilities? What years?
They're 4 years, baby.
What years?
Plugging it. Not four, but it was 2007, 2008.
Ah, no, my sister graduated before that, man. So I didn't need you. Thanks, man.
Dude, it was great.
I saw that story, and I was like, dang, man, poor her. She didn't get to go to graduation after all that. But maybe they don't care.
And I learned they stream them all now.
Well, yeah, but I thought, you know, if you work for 4 years and you want to graduate with your friends, you want to be there, but maybe...
She didn't have no friends. Her friends were on the team. Maybe she went to a normal party? No.
Oh, she went to a normal party? You don't think they go to...
I don't think she parties, dude. She looks kind of like a Stigler, which is fine.
You think she's no fun?
When I bet my sports, dude, I don't give a rip. Well, she didn't look like she drank. She was in the suite at the Pacers game. When Halliburton drained that three, they showed her, and she's just going... She looked like she hadn't had a drop of alcohol. That's fine. Live your life however you see fit. I don't give a rip. Olivia Wilde, done. She's watching Skeens on Saturday. She's sober as a saint. I'm like, does nobody celebrate and have fun?
Was Skeens' family with her?
Yeah. Dude, they all look like they had a stick up their ass. I'm like, that's his first ever debut.
Yeah, because they're probably nervous as hell.
Right. He could lose five straight, and guess what? You'll never be up in this level again.
How many runs he give up?
He'll be down in
mud. Did he look badass?
I saw the highlight. He had 7 Ks. He gave up runs. He gave up 3 runs. Gave up hits. 7 Ks were badass. That ball was moving. At next start.
Yeah, he was throwing 100. I know that. I they were saying he kept hitting 100, 100, 100.
Next start is must-see TV.
I'll have to check it out. And just so you know, I'm going to give you a couple baseball picks today. The Marlins won yesterday. I think they've won 9 games on the year, something like that. So they're not going to win 2 in a row. So you're going to take the Tigers. And then another one is the Texas Rangers got swept by the Colorado Rockies, which is unbelievable. So Colorado goes on the road to San Diego. You might as well take San Diego on the run line, -1.5 runs. Those are your two picks.
And they got Luis Arias now, so that lineup got even better.
I mean, the Rockies can't hit outside of their home ballpark, and they can't win 4 in a row. They are so god-awful. They're coming off a sweep of the Rangers. They're feeling good about themselves, going to San Diego, and the Padres are going to blow them out of the water. They're your two picks for the day. You're welcome.
And yeah, there's no other picks when it comes to NBA. We missed the Nuggets. And hockey right now, there's 5 teams that can still win it. I have my futures. I got Rangers winning the East. I got that one of those futures. I got Stars winning it all, which could possibly happen. So I've done $30 futures that could potentially pay out. And right now your MLB home run leader is?
Shohei Ohtani.
No. It's like Kyle Tucker or some other guy.
Oh, Tucker's been hot. He's been hitting some bombs.
Jeez, dude. So I need either Marcell Ozuna, who's in second, Ohtani's in third, or Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber wins it, I'm winning $400,000. Let's be real.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You bet just Kyle Schwarber?
No. I have no. No.
So just him winning it is not going to win you
$400,000. I mean, I've kind of narrowed it down. Again, there's some other stuff that kind of has to work in my favor.
And, hey, I didn't look at the NFL schedule. It just came out. So people don't be saying, why didn't you guys talk about it? I don't know who's playing who, guys.
Here we go. Shohei and the Rangers win the East, and Jalen Milrow wins the Heisman. I win $100,000.
Okay.
Shohei, Oilers win the West. Milrow wins the Heisman.
Oilers don't play. Oh, Oilers, Edmonton.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about
Milrow wins the Heisman. I win $100,000. Oh, the other one was Jaylen Brown wins the MVP. I win $100,000. Shohei wins and the Panthers win the Stanley Cup. I win $100,000. Marcell Ozuna wins and the Stars win the Stanley Cup. I win $100,000. Shohei wins, Oilers win the West, and the quarterback for Oregon Ducks wins the Heisman. I win $100,000. Marcell Ozuna.
You've said to me, I can't keep track. I don't know.
Marcell Ozuna. The Stars and the Nuggets, that's a good one. That happens, I win $100,000. And then Schwarber, if he wins a home run thing, I went looking at $400,000.
Okay.
That's what futures betting is all about.
I don't know what any of those were. Like you said, about 26 different combos. So I just heard that you got to win 100,000. So we just know that in a couple months, Ray won 100,000. Okay?
No, it's not a couple months.
Oh.
Because the Heisman goes till December.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, I'll check back in December and see how many 100,000s you won.
And the Vols under 9.5. I mean, they got the Vols predict with Nico Imamaliava. Guys, they still play Georgia. They still play Bama. They still play another tough team in the SEC. The Vols are going to have a tough year, and they got 9.5 as a win total. I don't think so.
And congrats to the Atlanta Hawks for winning the NBA draft lottery, which is supposed to be one of the weakest NBA drafts in the last 20 years. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, go get Bronny.
Oh, my God. He's staying in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
He's going pro.
You get Bronny, you get LeBron.
Yeah, and I still think Bronny will probably turn into a pretty good player. Just his DNA, his makeup, I think he's going to be pretty good. I think he'll be all right. A role player. That's all I know. Okay. All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I wanted to write that down. You said LeBronny's going to be good.
Yeah, he's going to turn into a good role player. Okay. It may take a year or two, but he's going to be a decent NBA player.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.